Sie hören SBS German.
Die Idee eines deutschen Kebab-Geschäfts kam nämlich nicht konkret von Mary und ihrem Mann Jay, sondern von Marys Eltern bzw. ihrem Vater.
So my parents, they used to be students in Germany a while back and they used to love the German style kebabs, you know, the Turkish immigrants came over to Germany. I think they didn't know how to introduce the food and they kind of made it like a sandwich and burger type. So that attracted a lot of the Europeans and Western people, I guess. And so actually I'm originally from Mongolia. So back home, what my dad did was he introduced the German kebab to Mongolians. So with the bread and meat, and because there weren't many suppliers at the time, he had to make everything. So that's how the idea came. So we had this family business for many years. And I used to study in Australia and live here. And then we were like, my husband and I, he's a big foodie too. So he was like, should we start something of our own? And then my dad was like, I never seen this German style, Linda. There's always in a wrap and stuff. Like, why don't you guys do that? And I was like, okay. I know that because when I was a kid, I used to work at the shops and I used to eat it a lot. And then I was like, yeah, why not? That's how we started it.
Und auch Mary hat im Alter von 6 bis knapp 12 Jahren in Deutschland gewohnt, bis es wieder zurück in die Mongolei ging. Dort hat sie oft in den Geschäften ihres Vaters ausgeholfen, denn der ist dort bereits quasi der Deutsch-Kebab-König.
So at first what happened was my dad had to make the meat because there was no place that offered it. So he tried with like 1,000 tons of meat or something to figure out the recipe. And then once he figured it out, we opened our first shop. They did, actually. And at that time, it was a bit new thing because it was more like the McDonald's drive-thru. It was low level and then everyone could drive through and buy. And that was a new thing in Mongolia, in our city. And yeah, so first they opened one shop and then another one and the third one. And then it was so hard to manage so many shops. So what he did was like, okay, I'll produce everything and I will talk to everyone who wants to open the shop and provide, like, distribute it to them. And that's how it done. Now in all around our capital city, Ulaanbaatar, and also in countryside, there are around 100 shops now. They all buy from us now, so yeah. And we don't have any, like, kebab shops anymore, yeah.
Mit 17 Jahren hat Mary aber dann entschieden, nach Australien auszuwandern. Allein. Sie hat studiert und dann ihre eigene Familie gegründet. Zuerst lebten sie, ihr Mann und ihre beiden Kinder noch in Sydney, aber dann kam die Entscheidung, die für die junge Familie alles verändern sollte.
In between Sydney and Brisbane, our family, we've decided, okay, let's go back and try living in Mongolia. And also my parents needed a lot of help. I still help my parents with the business side of things, try to manage. And then let's go and help them and stay in Mongolia for a bit. That went well, but at the same time, I was missing Australia a lot. I couldn't like imagine my life there anymore. Like it was hard. Also, it's a developing country. It wasn't what I wanted. And then I decided, okay, I really want to go back to Australia. And we told our parents this, like, okay, yeah, it's good for your kids and you should go. And then if we come back, we're not going to work again. Let's just do something of our own. And that's how we decided choosing the city first, Brisbane, because Sydney it's hard with family and it's too overcrowded. And when we came to Brisbane, it was really nice. Everyone's more friendlier, welcoming, and also the weather is amazing. Yeah, and that's how we decided. We came straight from Mongolia to Brisbane, actually, in 2022.
Und nun ja, jetzt haben die beiden schon 3 Jahre ihren erfolgreichen German Kebab-Laden. Und damit sind sie bisher auch fast die einzigen. Natürlich gibt es mehrere Kebab-Läden, aber nur sie und ein weiterer Laden in Sydney bieten den deutschen Döner an. Aber was macht denn den deutschen Döner aus?
So I would say definitely the bread. So it's like, it comes as a thick bread, but we toast it and make it flat. And also our house-made garlic sauce, like that makes the difference, I think. And we have the usual veggies like lettuce, tomato, onion. Also we have pickled red cabbage in it. I think that makes it. And also it's always best to eat it with some feta cheese and chili flakes. And if you add those ingredients, it will be like definitely the German style, yeah. And I don't know, people say it seems like they have the same similar ingredients, but it's so different. It's so refreshing, and the lettuce and everything is pretty good, yeah, together.
Kleine, aber feine Unterschiede also. Das schmeckt auch der Deutsche. Peter ist gebürtiger Münchner und kommt seit Öffnung des Geschäfts her. Einmal in der Woche gönnt er sich und seiner Familie einen Döner.
Fahren tue ich hierher 30 Minuten. Das nehme ich gerne in Kauf. Dafür ist er wirklich sehr, sehr lecker. Er schmeckt wirklich authentisch. Und in Deutschland hatte ich jetzt vor einem Monat halt eine schlechte Erfahrung mit dem Döner. Der war nicht so gut wie hier einfach. Obwohl mein Ziel war, das Erste, wenn ich ankomme in Deutschland, für eine Woche Urlaub, das Erste, was ich esse, ist Döner. Aber hab's nicht so geschafft. Das war dann am letzten Tag, so auf die Schnelle, ein Döner. War halt nicht so gut.
Und damit immer mehr Menschen in Australien auf den Geschmack des deutschen Kebabs kommen, haben Mary und Jay große Pläne. Ganz inspiriert von Marys Eltern natürlich.
So basically our plan is hopefully like opening few other shops and sell it to other people who can run it. So in order to do that, like running a, even though it's a small shop, it's a lot of work. Everything needs to be systems and procedures, so which I'm developing for everything, so that shop can run without us, right? So once I have everything, like I'm pretty much there. Once I have everything there, me and my husband's goal was like maybe open another shop and then help them set up everything, teach them everything so they can run the shop. And hopefully if we have the factory, we can just sell it to them everything, yeah.
Wer also in Brisbane unterwegs ist, sollte nicht nur den deutschen Döner probieren, sondern auch mal die Augen offen halten, ob nicht bald ein Laden um die Ecke aufmacht. Nächste Woche wird es dann bunt und emotional. Katrin Hummel hat mit mir über ihre Kunst gesprochen. Schalten Sie also wieder ein.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.